This research is a little old, but I was talking about the cost of collect phone calls and how we have to be able to really figure out how much we can afford to invest in someone who has been incarcerated in our lives. And so this is really a hard issue for the moms who love their sons, who the wives who love their husbands, because they want to talk to you, and they're needy, and they're desperate at this time, and you may be desperate at this time to talk with them. But let me share with you some of the scenarios we found out in San Diego County as we researched into the cost of phone calls. We learned that costs can range from $2 to $4 activation fee, and this is for local calls. We were unable to get much information from the people who work in the prisons or jails, although they were willing to share with us who provided their phone service, so we contacted those phone service companies. And again, this study is about 4 years old, so you can imagine prices have probably gone up. At the Metropolitan Correctional Center, which is a federal prison, the cost was $2 for an activation fee and 5 cents a minute. That would amount to about $3.50 for a 30-minute call and $105 for a whole month, 30 days of calls at a 30-minute call. The inmates can pay for the call out of the money they have in their accounts. Inmates cannot call out, collect. So in that particular federal, it might be across the board, they'd have to have the money in their account. They couldn't just call out collect. So that's a good thing in one way. At Las Colinas, which is basically a detention facility for women, the cost was $4 for the activation fee and 76 cents for each minute. A 30-minute call would cost $26.80. It would cost $804 for a month of 30-minute calls. And the prisoners are not allowed to use a phone call. The prisoners are not allowed to use a phone card. And if they call a certain number more times than the facility thinks is appropriate, the numbers can be blocked. The phone companies will only allow this bill to reach a $50 charge. The family or receiver of the collect calls are required to pay this charge down before the inmate can make any other calls. We're assuming it's the same for all the San Diego County detention facilities, which there are seven detention facilities in San Diego County, which mostly house men. So we're just assuming it's about the same. For the Western Detention Facility, which is a privately run federal jail, if the inmate uses a debit system, the cost is $1.50 for the first minute, and 5 cents a minute up to 20-minute phone call, or up to $2.45. Making a month of these calls would cost $73.50. If the inmates calls out collect, the cost is $2.36 for the first minute, and $2.90 for the next 10 minutes, with a maximum of 20 minutes, or $7.87. A month of collect phone calls would be $236.10. For Donovan State Prison, which is a prison in California down here in the South Bay area, they use MCI. The inmates are charged $2.65 activation fee with 15 cents per minute for a local call. A 30-minute local call is $7.15. A whole month is $214.50. To call anywhere within the state of California, they are charged $3 for an activation fee, and then 30 cents per minute. A 30-minute call is $12. A whole month of 30-minute calls would be $360. We could not find out what out-of-state calls would cost. The San Diego Probation Department, which is basically here for those who are incarcerated under the age of 18 or those who are connected with the County Youth Authority, which could be all the way up to 25 years of age or 24 years of age, and plus they deal with the honor camps and some work furlough centers. The only information we could get from them is that the residents in the probation department's facilities use payphones to make collect-only calls, and PacBell, SBC, or AT&T now down here, is their service provider. PacBell told us that they charge 95 cents for any operator-assisted call, an 85-cent surcharge for a call from a detention facility. There will most likely be an additional 25-cent no-coin surcharge added to that. The first minute is then 12 cents with an average of 8 cents a minute thereafter. A 30-minute call would be $4.49, and a month of 30-minute calls would be $134.70. So again, these statistics and numbers are basically worked around a 15-minute call or a 30-minute call once a day, and then you just have to do the math and figure out how much that will cost you. But you can see it could get up into the hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Some of these institutions know that, and so again, they put a limit on how many calls can be made out or the cost of those calls to help you like find yourself in that predicament. Phone calls just really add a lot of tension to, or the collect calls really add a lot of tension to the relationship, because here you are wanting to talk to a loved one, they want to talk to you. But when you get the bill at the end of the month for several hundred dollars and you can't pay that bill and they still want to talk to you next month, it just adds a lot of stress and tension. And it's really better to limit your calls, or actually don't even make calls, and just learn how to write letters and correspond back and forth. Now, for most institutions that I know of, the institution will provide stamps and envelopes for an inmate. There are various degrees of how many stamps an inmate, how many stamps and envelopes they'll give an inmate, but they'll give them some, even if they don't have any money on their books. And that's one thing that you have to guard against if you're working in a prison ministry or at a church or something where the inmate says, oh, they won't give me any writing materials, I need money for stamps and envelopes. That's not true. Even indigent inmates will receive a certain amount of stamps and envelopes. So basically what the inmate is trying to do, if they're telling you that story, is they're trying to get more stamps and envelopes. And why are they trying to do that? Well, they can use it for, if you will, contraband. Even though it's not illegal, they'll use it to barter and trade for other things. And so many inmates are just into getting as many stamps that they can, just as, you know, as good as money inside there. So there you go, and hope that'll be helpful.